there's this listing is on the corner there for those interested, and it's also at our website. But tonight, I'm delighted to have Raphael Block.
Hi.
And Carl Frederick and Sue Steve. Carl has been a wonderful reader of books and tea, has become a good friend. So I feel like we're just and we're going to be, they're going to be a presentation.
I'm wondering how much we need this. Now, do any of you have any trouble hearing me write this?
Speak up.
So Sue's going to need it. But thanks for being here. I don't know if we have... one thing I'd like to know before we start. Is there anyone in the audience who doesn't know one of the three of us? Thank you for being here. A truly impromptu thing. So we're going to introduce ourselves, then we're going to go into a round of kind of feeding off of each other's poetry. I don't know who's going to be first, second, or third, or whatever. We're going to kind of bounce off each other that way. And then we're going to try to draw you in. And if someone feels they just absolutely are bursting with a question or a blurt or whatever, as we're going at it here, go ahead. It's as Larry Robinson often says, it's going to be a perfection-free zone here tonight. So, okay, I'm Carl Frederick. I live near here. I'm also practically on the staff of the bookstore here, because if I don't have something else I just really want to do on Thursday nights, I'm usually here. So I've been writing for a while. Interrupted for a long time while I was married and helped my wife rear our kids, and then David White kicked me back into gear, and it was his inspiration that really started me writing again. But that's enough about me. Sue, how about you?
Do I just say, I suppose I began writing mostly when my former partner died suddenly, and it kind of kicked me into some other universe for a while, and as I was settling back down, all this poetry came out, and still enjoy it immensely, so glad to share it with people. Thanks.
May I mention something?
As you wish.
Okay. The three of us have been working, it's almost a year that we've done something together now. We did it first with Batya at the Center Literary Cafe in Healdsburg. My name's Raphael Block, as you heard. And very similar to Sue, when my wife died over 5 years ago, I really went into, you know, as these crises happen, you're turned inwards on your own resources, and discovered, first I was writing stories for children, because I've worked with children most of my working life, and then it turned about a year later I found I was writing poetry, and that's where I get my kicks on Route 60, whatever. And as Carl mentioned, you know, if you have a question you want to ask any of us, even if you've missed the poem and then, you know, 15 minutes later you think, oh gosh, I really would like to know what the person meant or about the poem, feel free, okay? This isn't so holy that your holiness can't enter as well. I mean, that's why we're all here together. Thank you.
Glad you're ready.
Oh, yeah,
I'm ready. Okay, I'll start. Sit on a rock. Sit on a rock at Blind Beach. Watch Red-Tailed Hawk hold his station in a ridge-high current. Say the name of your quarry. Small animal curled in your heart knows the pain of being something larger on never-ending wings. Never-ending wings.
Great. Yeah, extra points for this. Thank you. This one's called Soft Night. Soft night, piercing screech, the pair work the field. Back and forth beat silent wings. One echo soft skirls as one stands sentinel aloft the ridge. High-pitched messages persist. Flushing field mice, gophers, voles from peaceful nests. Forswear your life to mightier intent until their prey is wrung.
but it doesn't have to be.
No.
Yeah. This is called repose. As I lie here on my bed, motionless, vernal sun coming through the window, I imagine I am actually dead, and this body is the remainder of my life here. Just the flesh, formed and functional, evolved over this small bundle of years, wrinkles, freckles, and scars. Thinking, breathing, walking, what wonder. I pretend it may now rest, halted, having tethered here the God of me, who wanted to peek through the eyes of earth and feel the wind on my cheek, the grass in my hand.
Go ahead
and write down. I don't know if you ever look in the mirror, but when I do, it's kind of a bit of a scare. So this is what happened. Hairline receding like a tide, never to return. Pitted moon craters under my eyes, on the dark side, of course. Thin, dry, sallowed skin, thin, wrinkled lips, yellowing capped teeth, uncontoured chin. You young'uns thinking, I'm never gonna look like you when I'm old. Face facts, face values, face masks. I blink in a mirror as you slowly dissolve me in your tea. I blink as an eye. I blink in a mirror as you slowly dissolve me in your tea.
I'm going to hopscotch back to your previous one and try to pick up a thread I heard there. Maybe it's going to be my bird night, but anyway, this is a two-stanza haiku. It comes from a real experience. Out walking in the hills in Glen Ellen. So, the poem. In the matted grass, a mess of turkey feathers. Panic. Struggle. Death. Where is that life now? Hawk's silent shadow passes. Wings tilt in the sun.
I'll hopscotch back to the mirror. There is no longer a gap in the mirror between what I see and what I'm allowed to see. This life is mine, yet even more so everyone's. Transparent and fine, easy and large. I see the symmetry of putting on and taking off layers and lines of fabric and fable and paradigm. Wounds and riches drop from the line of time. A road between daylight and starlight has disappeared. High mountain crossing is the same as easy street. I am content in the way itself and calm in the center of your eyes. The more non-existent the thing, the more it is mine. The less tangible, the more real, and the more I deepen beside it. I want nothing but what I have. Contentment has merged love and past. I'm in frailty and humanness in this mirror. I'm reading a lot of newer ones that I've never read to anyone before, so it's kind of interesting.
This is a full one in a way. I live in an old apple orchard, which I'm feel very fortunate to have that environment. This is one of the four ones, and it's called, Fallen Fruit. I have fallen in love again. I know this because I find myself resting in a patch on the fallen, cracked trunk, old, rounded, and open, and following you over the bank as you sweep across the field. A cat's mew follows me away from her den in the blackberry bushes, as she curls over on a molehill or hayed furrow and calls it into a you know what I want you to do position. She slants her closed eyes, earthy purring, pumping limbs, stretching twice as long as the day, blisses out while I scratch her favorite spots. Pausing under a tree, picking and sniffing through the gravensteins, yellow, light yellow skin splash with magenta drip, firm formfuls of breathtaking smells, a dull thud draws me to the next. Stooping prize, darkened reds on pale yellow ground, the promise of a rough, crunchy taste. A branch stays my shirt. First I struggle, then break into a chuckle. It's you I want, snag me over and over again.
This is a non sequitur, for those who are paying attention. I call this Arjuna's lament. I wonder about the arrogance of politics and poetry. The desire to write myself into the lines you read, gush into the room like a fountain from your throat, soak your world with my imagination. Could I be like Billy Collins, Mary Oliver, David White, or maybe even myself? Unwrap the thin veneer of civilization, loose the angels and furies, stride the field of battle, or stride the field at Gettysburg, know the order of battle, and tell Krishna, go to hell, get your own goddamn fight. Leave us a few simple comforts, a clean river, something to eat, a place to sleep.
This one's called Me. The more I think about me, the less there is of you. The more things I want to be mine, the less I have of everything. My circles are actually distorted mirrors, distorted lenses, mirrors of self, self, self. But when I look into your eyes, and I know they are mine, I am gently you. I am the winter storm and the dull brown moth. The me I might have thought of never really was, and I feel like such a fool.
Might be to your one, I don't know, we'll see. This is called Prayer to Gaia, and Earth, I think, is a concern of a lot of us, and so I have an evolving relationship, as we all do, and different feelings about it, and this is what happened when I tried a more direct approach to my little prompt sheet. Where is it? It just starts me off, gives me the first couple of words. Oh Gaia, we've poisoned you with our doings in the last few centuries. What would you want of us, great goddess? First, clean out your hearts. Only then will your waters run clean. Lend me your ear so I can bestow my gifts from the unseen. Pray for forgiveness so it may wash out your streams. Pray for forgiveness and ask before you act. Only then can I subtract what is necessary for life, your life, to continue.
Rest well. Ease into the great sky. Deliver yourself to God each night until you know the path between dusk and dawn better than the daylit dream. Wait here. Wait here. There is always more. Wait for the world to lie down, to ask for your gentle step. Forever between places you never come to know. This meandering path, the only home you'll ever have.
This could be either a specific or a general love poem, I suppose. It's called shape. He is textured like the rugged shoreline, like the inside of a lock. You will place your being there upon his landscape, settle within the nooks and coves. Love will burn you, and in the end, you will become the waves splashing back, the key forged by the lock itself.
Is that the new one? Okay. One, two, it's called Between the Two Shores. Cloud shadows sweep underfoot, whisking sand streamers snake low. But this is no desert. Waves continuously conceive along the shore. Gulls, sandalings, eye each crest retreat, plucking mollusks with razor beaks. Around the walls of the Estero, around the walls of the womb of the Estero, seals softly bark brown, pelicans rise and dive, spread-eagled wings glide just a few feet to fish for catch. We cannot see this garden, we are in its play. How come I visit so?
Okay. It's called After Leaving, and I think it had to do with sometimes, you know, people who are, you might describe them as not in this world, or in this world in a special way, or, you know, after, for some people, after an event has happened, or they came close to death themselves, or lost a loved one, or became in love, or whatever, things are different. So that's what, and this is called After Leaving. As a matter of fact, I made these little booklets, and if you'd like to have one, that's great. If you could contribute to their cost, it's about $5, and most of the poems I'm reading are in here, I think. And they're over on that table if you'd like to peruse that afterwards. So I titled the whole thing After Leaving, because I like the concept a lot. After Leaving. Once you have left the earth, you can return as less, without hope or belief, without greed or fear. You don't remember leaving them or other perfect burdens by the dusty country roadside. You want nothing. Infinity is familiar. Little brown birds fly easily through your praying hands. Your clothes are made of sand. You tread on the stones that have risen above the river of suffering. And you are also the earthworm, deep and dark and moist, aware of everything weightless within your chest. Each morning, you roll the die and lightly move your man.
Why do goodbyes seem so much more important than hellos? Why are we not so awake at dawn as at midnight? In the morning, when mockingbird calls, remember owl.
Back to the orchard. This one's called Old and Delved. Dappling, flaking, silvery brown, cracked, pecked, split, wholly delved trunk, limbs hanging by a thread, thicket of an old, unpruned apple tree, rich leafy mold stewing in your mossy base, home to thousands, 100 years of hollowing to bear everything, sweet.
Brave bird. Brave bird eats almond, near foot, human and wild. Breeds egg, new as light, bold as wine. Egg wants to wager also, while keeping promise of wings and flight and Little Brown Feather Time. Is that clear? It's kind of about, well, for me, it's about evolution and the way you can do new things.
Yeah.
Brave Bird. Brave Bird eats almond, near foot human and wild. Breeds egg, new as light, bold as wine. Egg wants to wager also, while keeping promise of wings and flight and little brown feather time.
This is a fall poem. It's called, most of my poems are unnamed. I call this one Anticipation. Beneath the trees, the leaves are gathering, rustling with brittle excitement. Did you hear? The old stories are true. There is a purpose. There's going to be a bonfire. Call the children in. Beg the stragglers to stop holding on. Come, it's time to go. Yeah. I leave you with that. It's about time to start getting the audience more involved. I'd love to have your... you want to throw a word out and see if someone has a poem that can elaborate on that as a seed, or if you have a question for one of us. But we want to kind of do with you what we've been doing with and to each other. So.
How about chew on the word tension?
Tension.
Oh, I got one for that.
Okay.
That was a plant. Sounds like a plant. Oh, yeah, right.
Just because we're friends.
Well, I just have to play. I'm glad my enemies here.
Question is, where is it?
I have a number on that thing, too.
So oh, okay.
We're not allowed.
Oh, it's not.
Go
yeah?
It's always the birth of the next.
It's called Possessed. Today, I'm fat. My lips are numb. I'm dropping all my things, and I don't care about you. Everything irritates me, and I know it's not real. Yet my full and outright annoyance with this imperfectly imperfect life and all that's in it becomes my whole day. It is my whole life, just now, total and complete now.
I don't have one on tension.
How about attention? Maybe less obviously, I don't know, but I'm hoping some of you might relate to this. It's called Hooked. Can I catch myself reacting? Or will it always be like water flowing through a fisherman's net? Would that I'm sorry could recompense. Snagged by my own barbs, I wildly thrash. Sluice gate slam shut. Rivers of sadness overflow. What but this cry will alleviate this awful metal taste? What but this cry can ease my hammering heart?
I do have one on tension.
Yeah.
I don't often do political kind of poetry, but this one leaked out a while back. It's called A Soldier Speaks to a Dead Iraqi. We carried the flag of our ideals for you. Liberation from tyranny, knowing our God is a just God. We rained hell on you and learned the price of freedom is a terrible thing to pay. We thought it would be quick, easy, and we wouldn't have to see so much for so long. We didn't know what we did for your own good and the sake of your children would hurt so deeply. We didn't know this unending hell was born in the darkness that shrouds our own souls. We didn't know, and now we're afraid to stay our leave or leave. Our God is a just God.
I heard the request for attention. So this one's called Median. I'm not sure how it relates to attention directly, but it's about our relationship to our lives, I guess, and paying attention to that. It's called median. Egret stands on one leg, motionless in the grass, sees the speeding cars as river. A man and woman converse casually, leaning on the newspaper stand, unaware of brilliant discoveries, terrible mishaps, and wars within. Do they think of it only as a small metal box on legs, with a hole for coins, and one to give the coins back in case of mistake? Today I awoke, ate breakfast, did my daily things. Weather happened. My heart didn't stop. The entire world was in my eyes, temporary and timeless, each were there. And as the minutes sped past, it seemed like just a day, only.
I have a quickie to follow up with you. I'm so thrilled. I've got one to follow something. Your egret reminds me of a haiku. I wanted to hear Robert Bly speak it as soon as I'd finished it, because I wanted his voice. I want to hear it in his voice. So I'm going to try to do his voice. However it turns out. Okay. White crane, foot held high, steps forward, and the earth turns. He is not impressed.
Anyone else brave enough to suggest a theme or ask a question or any?
Called shape. He is textured like the rugged shoreline, like the inside of a lock. You will place your being there upon his landscape, settle within the nooks and coves. Love will burn you, and in the end, you will become the waves splashing back, the key forged by the lock itself.
She's at an impasse in her life and sees the possibility of many different roads in front of her and is wondering what to do next, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What was that, Joe?
Take the road less traveled.
Take the road less traveled, yeah.
That might work. We'll try this one. This is called Trips. This is actually for Bruce, too. Bruce likes this one. I stumbled on the pause of your day, fell headlong through the cracks in your footsteps, down the breezy hole, many times, and met all the classics there, from Alice to Jonah to Jesus. There is no bottom, no end before the death we create each instant by living. I am suddenly the black arrow, released now after so many years of taught lives and aimless preparations. Snowy death covers my wanting, and nothing exists for sure. Its river floats my body and will into our lake, once my arms and legs, now useless anyway. Circles and rings are there, shiny and nesting, springs of large oaks, of bugs and toys. I have been sent out on wooden ships, blurted out on tongues, in happenstance or mercy. Yawning loosens the knots, opens the soul to kimonos and waterways and song. This we know, we just know. I lay in your palm, large and warm, stop in your sweet grasses, rest beside your country, sovereign and sure, sleeping and wide. Wanting promises leads to exits. Red signs flash full above all the doors. So I dance here in uncertainty. and I hear faintly in the distance, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
Sure, if it'll, I hope it'll help Melissa, but it may address, it addresses my dilemma on a daily basis. Yeah. It may relate, I don't know, perhaps it'll relate to other people. It's called Other Than Here.
What?
Other Than Here. Most of my life, I'm drawn to places other than here. Of course, in hungry youth, I needed to travel there. Throughout adulthood, thoughts and desires propel into the stratospheres. Or am I led by an invisible noose? Affects fling into fierce mountain passes, precipitous chasms, battling tribes. Memories magnetically sway towards fading, frayed flowers. Occasionally I visit here, when stunned by the sight, sound, or sight of a bush, or a bird, or a look. Or when emotions sputter into tears, and between the cracks of defeat and relief, fresh vistas appear. Or when feelings zing at the amazing beings planted about an unblinkered view. But how long can I bear to find here, touch here, smell here, re-find here, before drift off anew?
Nice.
Do not wait for everything to be all right. Settle into this world's mysterious ways. Own the whole lot. Love everyone with each breath. Do not wait for everything to be pleasant. Take the damn mess and make it your own. Your life is too important for someone else to live.
It's called I Will. I will walk upon the leaves of dreams fallen in the night, feel my death anew as it blows easily through the cracks of sleep. Want what I have, then face the loss of it. Hold my beloved lightly, so he can still feel petals blowing along the street, settling in little drifts, transient and lovely, subtle and pale.
Thank you, Babs. I'm admiring your great animal.
Wow.
Wonderful. Share with you a poem called Creature. I used to keep a creature strutting in a cage. I was fully in control. I almost had it tamed. But it kept on growing stronger till it could prise apart the bars, poke its wild, tormented head, roll its bloodshot eyes and dragon tongue, howl and holler in its rage. A monster used to keep me. It treated me so badly. It wouldn't hear my cries when I hollered in my rage. So I started corresponding with the creature and the cage. Now the creature lets me know real fast when things need to change. Well, the cage, it's brighter, painted with licorice stripes, and the bars are plenty wide for us both to slip inside.
Short one on your theme. Actually, two short ones. I'll do them both. First one, reach for your vision. Release the shackles of your small fears. Risk a grand failure. Call the bluff of doubt. And feel the storm of passing wings and the fluttering in your heart. Watch for overflights of angels and your own lengthening shadow. Listen to the unnamed one within, who carries your doubts, yearns to break free, demands you trust the air.
This kind of goes with that. I was talking with a friend, I don't know, about a lot of spiritual things, and I told him I did Tonglen meditation, and we had this little conversation, and he said, but try when you meditate, asking yourself, who is doing the asking? Who is doing the seeker? who is that? So I wrote this poem about that. It's called Seeker. I looked backwards through the hole in my mind, asking, who wants to know? Curious, I turned within the infinite and saw the whole in stillness, which is made of everything and composed completely of itself. Then I could not return. All of everything was inside the who I was seeking, and the who I was seeking was inside everything. And then there was no seeking.
This one's called Ache, or This Ache. New one, first time, so here goes. For you, this ache reflects a blush of fresh hot tears. For you, this ache is a snail's antennae constantly combing, marking, monitoring. For you, this ache is a condor without prey, endlessly scanning scarred horizons, restlessly circling stormy black seas. You, this ache is a fire. It knows no bounds, leaps across canyons, skimming clouds, alights on sharp crags, outer shells crack under red-hot dancing marbled waves. Is a fluttering of butterflies' wings, fluttering that fibrillates with butterflies' wings or a stabbing beak.
You have more ideas.
Flabbergastery.
All of these poems are about that.
Feelings, intuitions, questions of the moment. None of you have any.
Joy, great.
Yeah. After having lost my partner, I'm totally overjoyed to be with a beloved, and it's hard to say in love because it's not really like that because it's so huge and it's just is everything at the same time. So it's a little bit about that. This is called Lips. The smile is not the lips, neither is the kiss, nor the kindness. Messengers, the lips can't help but give the love away. Blind and blameless, they open the heart, confess our infinite union.
You just make it difficult, don't you?
That's a good poem.
I'm going to follow that with a chocolate massage.
Okay. That's joy.
Across the arch of spine, fingers praise each bone and band. Ridge, valley, knot, and clench give up their names. Untold stories sigh from chocolate furrows as bittersweet dreams are turned to loam. Now in the pleasured field, murmurs of delight, something new is growing. What you gonna do after me?
This one's called Onlooker. I was just a passerby. Never really looked or saw the lonely four-legged on the far side of the field until my daughter took me into his arena. Slowly, we get to know each other. I curry his coat the way she showed me, firm, gentle, round curves, over ribs and rills and mounds of muscle, my fingers following his skin, brushing in long, smooth strokes, noting changes in his hair's direction, ovoid belly, hinged runner's legs. As he guzzles his favorite grain, churning it with lips and tongue into bluish mush, I empty the water tank, then take my leave with alfalfa treats. Now he whinnies softly at my approach. My young one often sees what I don't, a thin-ribbed critter living barely on sparse pasture with buckets of love.
I just wanted to do this one all evening, so I'll do it now, finally. It's called Sidewalk Pause. Just past dusk, evening light beaming through old windows is warmer. Breaking it, pain beside pain makes it so. Precious this pattern, and ordinary, like lines of books or squares of chocolate. Inside there is a lamp, a bookcase, two people eating at the table, a painting on the wall. I become still, wanting to see the kiss.
A friendship remembered. What I know today is it was more real than I knew. Yet nothing remains but silence, emptiness. Finding a small stone in the well of my heart, I hold it firm, unrelenting, until incandescent the old story breaks through, and there is no loss or pain. There is only the incredible present. I don't have much choice about that. I mean, if I get a flash of inspiration about something, I could be writing an email message to someone.
Right.
And I'll just go off into the weeds and, you know, take the arm, let her lead me, the muse, where. And if I don't go then, that poem or whatever it's going to be is mm-hmm. probably never going to see the light of day. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it's... I don't write poems. I just write them down. I mean, you know, I don't dream them particularly. It's...
There's a translation process that happens. There's a moment or a feeling or a I can't even describe it, a something that happens. And then I have to try to find the words to describe the event for me or moment, or that's usually how that happens.
Variable for me, I think any artist in any, and we're all, whatever it is, you need to create or arrive at some inner space, maybe not at flurried and flustered, but as you start on something, then often I go bright me and back, something's happening inwardly, and other than that, I've made a pact with the devil and soul. That's the real story, and so now whenever the muse sings, I've signed on a dotted line. I have to share it.
Yeah. How do you stop writing?
How do you stop writing?
Writing is always.
Die.
You write. Is that part of your question? Do you write regularly?
Writing.
8:30, and we should try to bring things to a close, gracefully or not. I think, Raphael, you said something about...
I'm willing, if anyone wants a song. This is a different thing, really. But I do want to mention our January event together at Sebastopol Center for the Arts on the second Saturday in January. Some of you know Sebastopol. 7:30, all being well, it's a Truth Be Told salon, which is the second Saturday of every month, and we're launching. That's why... Okay, I haven't sung this to folks before. This is one of four new songs that I'm working on. But it was the theme was when we started, I don't remember what the prompt was, but we started getting into, it's about as political as I get. It's called Unbreakable Song. And my friends, fortunately, will knock it into better musical shape. But this is how it stands in the raw. Unbreakable. Media scream out their wares. Warfare, pollution everywhere. My head is bowed beneath. An apple tree gives unbreakable peace. Jackals howl into the night, arousing all fears and cares. Smell of fruit fills the air. One falls alone into unbreakable peace. Trying to take care of my own trash, I crash, then laugh. Thanks for tripping me up, bringing me to unbreakable peace. Rearing down highways and byways, watching my life flash by. Sunrise surprises into unbreakable peace. Fight with my lover, this must be the end. Broken hearted tears lead me quietly into unbreakable peace. Kids running wild with the pack, can't get no rest or sleep. Praying for my baby, dawn glimpses unbreakable peace. Moment by moment, it's so hard to see what's already here. Heart swallow my mind into unbreakable peace. Moment by moment, it's so hard to see what's already here. Heart swallow my mind into unbreakable peace. Moment by moment, it's so hard to see what's already here. Heart swallow my mind into unbreakable peace.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you. Many Rivers for inviting us to be here with you tonight.
Sue's great couplets over here.
And Jim has an announcement to make.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Inspiring. Lots more. Thank you very much for coming tonight. Many Rivers Books and Tea has adopted the Buddhist custom of dana, or generosity. There is a donation bowl on the counter. A portion of the donations goes to our speakers to support their work, and a portion goes to the store so we can continue to hold events here. Any amount that you wish to give is gratefully accepted. And don't forget our schedule of events there for those of you who are interested. And hang around. I'm sure that people will want to talk to you, and Sue has some of her chapbooks for sale. Thank you very much for coming. It's wonderful to see you all. Thank you.